Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I really thank God for this privilege to share from His Word this morning. Before we begin, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father Lord, we thank You for this beautiful morning and thank You for this opportunity to come into Your presence, to know You more, to hear from You, to understand from You. Holy Spirit, we pray that You will speak to us this morning. And You will reveal to us the message that You want to bring to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you all know that we are doing from the teaching series from the Gospel according to Mark. And in the teaching series Rota, we see that the central verses for this Gospel are from chapter 8, verses 27 to 30. Where Peter declares Jesus as the Messiah. I believe that recognition about Jesus being the Messiah is very important. But in the red passage, especially from Mark 6, we see that some missed this revelation. So this morning we are going to talk about why recognizing who Jesus is important, why some missed it, and what can we learn from these passages. Firstly, in the red passage, we see that Jesus is in His hometown. If you look at the previous passage, that is chapter 5, we see Jesus was in different places doing miracles, healing people, even raising the dead to life. It was because of the faith of those people who received that miracle. But now when He is in His hometown, He's amazed at people's lack of faith. These people, who are the people of His hometown, they thought they knew Him. They said, we know His background. We know He's a carpenter. We know who His brothers are. We know He's Mary's son. And because they thought He knew Him, they knew Him, they had blocked their mind. They had blocked their understanding to really understand who Jesus is. Same with the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. They thought they know all about the law. They knew all their scriptures very well. They had memorized their scriptures. So they thought they know about the law. They know about God. They know about the Messiah that God would send. They know all. That's why they did not have a desire to know more. They failed to understand that their understanding was limited, but God's ways were unlimited. They failed to understand that they need to humble themselves to know more from God, to understand His ways. And because they had blocked their minds and their hearts were not open, they missed it. Today, what about our lives? We might think that we are not like those Pharisees who did not recognize Jesus. We are not like those people of the town of Jesus who did not recognize Jesus, because we know that He is the Messiah. We know He is the Savior. But the danger for us could be that we could also be same way, complacent like these people who said we know Him. And that might kill the desire in us to know more of Jesus. But the importance is to open our hearts and mind to daily receive from God who He is. There comes the reading of the Word daily and prayer. Why we pray, why we spend time with God daily reading His Word? Because we want to know Him more. Because we know there is much more to know. Do we recognize that knowing the Lord is an unending process? It is continual seeking, continual spending time with Him to know who He is. And that is very important. And these people, they missed that. Secondly, we see that because these people had blocked their mind to understand who really Jesus is, they missed to understand that Jesus was God Himself. They knew their scriptures, but they forgot that they read in the Genesis about God who created the heavens and the earth and who spoke and everything came into being, and that Jesus was that spoken word of God. The spoken word is not different from who God is. He spoke and everything came into being. And they forgot that He was the spoken word. As John said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And He took the body and came and dwelt among us. But they missed that. and they forgot that. They missed that, as the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 1, that he was the exact representation of God's being. The writer of Colossians says that he is the image of God, and they missed that. They had been talking about the Messiah, that he will come as a king, he will come as a priest, but when he is there, they missed it. He came as the king, born in Bethlehem, the descendant of David. He rode on a donkey as the king, and it's all mentioned in their books, in the scriptures they had already read. In the prophet Zechariah, he says, here comes your king riding on a donkey. He preached about his kingdom and he said, the kingdom of God is near, because God had come near to them. As we also sang, Jesus, you brought heaven down. He had brought that kingdom down. He preached about his kingdom. He was the king, the descendant of David. But they missed all that because they had blocked their mind. So Jesus, for all those who were unbelieving or who could not believe his message, he quoted the verses from Isaiah, where in Matthew chapter 13, he quoted these verses where Isaiah said about God that these people will ever be hearing but never understanding. You will ever be seeing but never perceiving, for these people's heart had become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Just after quoting these verses from Isaiah about these unbelieving people, Jesus turns to his disciples and said, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of heaven is given to you. You have that eyes that see. You have that ears that hear. When he says this to his disciples, does that mean the disciples understood whatever they saw? Did they hear whatever they hear? Did they understand all that? No. But they came to Jesus, and Jesus was willing to explain what they did not understand. In this passage in Matthew 13, they did not understand the parable of the sower. They came to Jesus to help him, help them understand. It is in that context he said, you have that eyes and you have that ears. And then he explained to them the parable. Today, we all who are the followers of Jesus are disciples of Jesus, and Jesus is telling us, the knowledge of the secret of kingdom of God is given to you. You have that eyes to see. You have that ears to hear. Does that mean we, whatever we see, we understand? Whatever we hear, we understand? No. But it is, we have the opportunity to come to Jesus and ask him to make us understand what we don't understand. There are many situations in our lives where we don't understand many things. We don't understand sometimes what is happening in our life. We don't understand what is happening in the world. But at that point, we have that opportunity who believe in Jesus, who know Jesus, to come to him and ask him to explain to us. If we humble ourselves and understand that we have limited understanding of God, there is much more to know. We come to know, come to his presence and humble ourselves and open our minds to know who he is. He will give us that eyes and ears to understand what is happening in our lives. We need to get the revelation of who God is. If we are going through sickness, we need to understand, to get that revelation that he is a healer. If we are going through financial difficulty, we need to get that revelation that he is a provider. If we are going through loneliness, we need to get the revelation that God said that I will be with you, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. We know all that. We know he's the Savior. We know he's the provider. We know he's with us. But sometimes it is only the head knowledge. But when this knowledge comes personally to us as a revelation in our heart, that makes the difference. So if we humble ourselves in God's presence, daily spending time with him to know who he is in particular situation of my life, the difficulty I'm going through, which I don't understand, he will reveal to us who he is in that particular situation of our lives. Thirdly, those who recognize who God is and hold on to that revelation in faith are called the heroes of faith. We read about them in Hebrews chapter 11, and we see those were the peoples who just did not believe in God in mere words, But whatever they believed, they lived it out. We read about Enoch. In Genesis, if we look about Enoch, it is said that he walked with God. What does that mean, walking with God? That means he took God with him on his journey of life. Walking with him daily, spending time with him daily, daily recognizing, humbling himself to know who he is and what he is and his ways in the daily situations of their lives. If we read down further, after verse 6, we see Abraham, who is known as the father of faith. He said in Genesis 14 that God is the God Most High. He is the creator of heaven and earth. But it was not just in words. We know that his life was a life of faith. When God called him to leave his country, leave his people, and go to a place that God will show him, he obeyed God. Today, we people are very organized. We want to be organized. We want to know where we are going because we want to book our tickets beforehand. We want to book our hotels beforehand. We need to know where we are going. Otherwise, we feel out of control. But Abraham, God told and he left everything and he went. God promised him that I will give you a child and I will make your descendants as numerous as stars in the sky. But he had to wait for 25 years. It's not a short period. It was a long period waiting. But during that time of waiting, he did not lose that revelation that God is still God. He's still powerful. He's still sovereign. He lived that out. All these heroes of faith, if we read, there is a long list of people who believed in God. They set such a high standard before us for faith. But don't worry. They were just like us. They too had situations where they had difficulty to believe in God. They had difficulty to believe and keeping up their faith. Abraham, when he had to wait for his child, his first child, for 25 years, he laughed when God told to him again that I will bless you with a child. And he questioned, will I now be having a child when I'm 100? Will my wife now bear a child when she's 90? All those questions and difficulty to believe. But because he had not lost that revelation that God is God, and he still had that relationship with him, God helped him to overcome his unbelief. He helped him to put back his faith on him. And then God fulfilled his promise in his life. He gave him son. He made his descendants as numerous as stars in the sky. And we all, those who believe in Jesus through faith, are the descendants of Abraham. Disciples of Jesus, who are known as the apostles, we know them as great apostles. They had difficulty in keeping up their faith. Many times Jesus rebuked them because of the lack of their faith. If you remember incident in the Bible, where they were in the midst of the storm in a boat, and Jesus walked to them on water. And when they saw him, they were afraid. But Peter, when he saw Jesus, he said, can I also walk like you on the water? And Jesus said, come. And he started walking, fixing his eyes on Jesus. He started walking on the water. But then suddenly, he was distracted. He looked around and started sinking. But because he has not lost that revelation that Jesus is still God, even if he's in trouble, he's still God and he's still powerful, he turned his eyes back towards Jesus and said, Lord, save me. And Jesus held out his hand and helped him. We all go through so many challenges and struggles in our lives. And we might, in those struggles, find difficult to keep up our faith. But like all these people who also had difficulties, but their response in their situation to their unbelief was different. What is our response in the time of our difficulties where we find difficult to believe in God? What is our response? Do we want to sit in the unbelief, or we want to ask help from God because we know he's our Savior? We know that revelation and we say, God, help us. Help our unbelief. Like that person who came to Jesus so that he would heal his son. Jesus said, everything is possible for those who believe in him. And he said, Lord, help me overcome my unbelief. And God helped him to overcome his unbelief, and God healed his son. So this morning, let us be reminded that even if we know God, he is the Messiah, he is the Savior, still our understanding about him being the Messiah could be limited. We need to open our hearts. We need to open our minds to daily understand who he is. It's a continual process. It's an unending process. We want to know more and more of him every day. And in all these situations when we don't understand, maybe his word when we are reading, I don't understand. Maybe what he's doing in my life, I don't understand. Don't forget that you have that eyes to see, you have that ears to hear, and God will help you to see and hear. And remember that you will have challenges to keep up your faith in the life, in the times of difficulties. Remember these heroes of faith, how their response was, and how should be our response. I will share my testimony and I will close after that. When I came from India, you know, God called me. He talked to me from the life of Abraham to leave everything and come here. Usually, when you come here as a student for master's or for bachelor degree, you get the visa for 2 years after your studies. That's called the graduate visa. But when I came here, I landed here and I went to the college, and I came to know that my college was not in the government list where I could apply for this visa after I finished my studies. Oh, that terrified me. What's going to happen now? So I came to know that I have an option. If I find a job and that company or the church, whoever give me that job, will sponsor me for my visa, then I will get the visa. And my visa was, the student visa was expiring in December 2023, and I was already towards the end of September, and I did not find any job. And I was fearful. It was difficult. God, really, did you bring me here? I left my job, I left my family, I left my country and everything, I came here, but I can't see further. I can't see any way ahead. Did you really bring me? But during that time of difficulty, I continued to spend the time in his presence to know who he is in this situation of my life. And God talked to me through Exodus, where the Israelites, they wanted to cross the Red Sea, and they were in front of the Red Sea, but then there is no way in the Red Sea. How will they cross it? And the Pharaoh and his army is behind. They cannot go backward. They have no way what to do. But then God parted that Red Sea and made the way through it. And through that scripture, God spoke to me that he will make the way in my Red Sea. He will make the way where doesn't seem to be any way. And that time I got the revelation that he is the way maker in this situation of my life. And you know what happened? My college suddenly came in the government list just before I graduated. They were supposed to get their thing or their name in the government list in 2024 end. But they got it a year prior, and even they were amazed. One of the leadership told me, maybe this is God making way for you. And I knew that this is God making way for me, because I held on to that revelation that he is the way maker in this situation of my life. That doesn't mean I know all about God, but I have to depend daily. It doesn't mean that today I don't have challenges. I have challenges, but even today I depend on God to see who he is in today's situation for me in my life. So my brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning. Let us open our hearts and mind to understand who God is. For us, there is a lot to know until we even go to heaven. Let's continue to do that, and God will help us to see and hear what he wants us to see. Let us be like these heroes of faith who had different response in the time of their difficulties. Instead of the unbelief, they chose to ask help from God. Shall we close in prayer? Father Lord, we thank you so much for your word that has come to us this morning. Lord, give us that heart and mind that is open to receive more and more from you. Help us put a desire in our heart to read more from your word, to hear from your word, to spend time in your presence, to know you more. Help us to understand then in the times of difficulties we can come to you to help us to see what we can't see, to hear what we can't hear. And in the times of difficulties when we can't have faith, we can come to you. Help us and guide us and lead us. Thank you so much, Lord, for this morning, and thank you for your word. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Like last week, we have the prayer ministry at the back. So after the service, if you think you want anything for yourself to be prayed for, please feel free to reach out. Thank you.